May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the Surah Yasin that we recited, the Ruzun Salam upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the dhikr that we'll be making inshallah. The maqsad of these majalis is to get this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to connect to Allah Rabbul Izzat, to create a strong bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make tawbah, istighfar, to wash away the sins that have collected in our heart. When we say La ilaha illallah, then we're making nafi. We are negating all those things which are besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The vice, the evil, love of haram, pleasures, and all these things that have come and collected in our heart and has made our heart very corroded, rusted. And we are saying la to all these things. We are negating it. We say illallah, only Allah, only Allah. So these majalis are to connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make tawbah, istighfar, remind ourselves of the importance of dhikrullah. The dhikrullah is so important. Without dhikr, a person cannot function. Like how we have food, and our bodies require the nourishment every single day, like that our heart requires dhikrullah every single day. And we've mentioned so many times, dhikrullah is not fixed for any particular time, any particular day only in the week. We should be making dhikr every single day in solitude and connecting ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Life is short in this world. We have seen so many janazas in the past 3 weeks. Almost every single day, not one, two, three, several janazas. Today alone, there are about 5 or 6 janazas. May Allah ta'ala give all the marhumin jannatul firdaus. So many people were close to us. So many came to this masjid. Our brother, marhum Hussein, did that. So many years he made i'tikaf in this masjid. All the time engaged in ibadat. And so what a beautiful maut, making fajr salat, and then he leaves this world. Our brother Ahmad Vauda used to come here regularly for the programs. He also is now marhum. Like that, we also have to leave this world one day. Are we prepared to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What preparation have we made? Have we cleansed and purified this heart of ours? Or do our hearts still have this malice, the filth, the jealousy, the pride, the anger? We all make mistakes. It is easy to preach these things. But to make amal, that's the difficult test. And therefore we have these gatherings to remind ourselves, conscientize ourselves, that we have an Allah who we are answerable to. And we have to stand before that Allah on the day of Qiyamah. We have to ask them Munkar and Nakir in the grave. 3 simple questions. Are we ready to answer those questions correctly? What type of lives are we living? Look at our functions, our nikah functions. There was one stage we thought that maybe people are now becoming simple and coming back to sunnah. But unfortunately, we see now our weddings have gone far away from the sunnah of Rasulullah. Unnecessary expenditure, so much of lavish parties, of haram, intermingling, music, photography, videos, it's just merriment, laughter, gossip. And then we ask ourselves, why isn't the halat of the ummah changing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for us to turn to Him. But we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely. Of course, we will never lose hope in the mercies of Allah. We all have to make an effort. Effort on ourselves and effort on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to wake up at the different hours of the night and cry and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the condition of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to cleanse and purify our hearts, to gain this strong bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make us true zakireen, true shakireen, true mu'mineen, believers, muqarrabeen, those who have that special and very close proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are muqarrab, VIP members as we say. May Allah ta'ala bless all of us with His infinite mercy and barakat. May Allah forgive all the marhumeen. And all those who are sick and ailing, so many, so many, repeatedly request du'as. So we make du'a for all those people who are sick and ailing. Allah give them complete shifa. And all those families who have lost their beloved ones, may Allah give them sabr jameel. And may Allah assist the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are going through difficult time, but Allah assist the entire ummah and bring all of us again onto sirat al-mustaqim, inshaAllah. Allahumma sallam.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا رحمن يا رحيم يا مالك يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم يا الله ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما ہماری لغزشوں کو درگزر فرما یا اللہ ہم مجرم ہیں یا اللہ ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں یا اللہ ہم کمزور ہیں ہم ضعیف ہیں ہم بیمار ہیں یا اللہ یا اللہ تو رؤوف ہے تو رحیم ہے تو کریم ہے یا اللہ تو عزیز الحکیم ہے یا اللہ یا اللہ everything is in your control یا اللہ یا اللہ you are the master of the day of qiyamah یا اللہ یا اللہ you are the creator of the universe یا اللہ یا اللہ you are the رب العالمین یا اللہ یا اللہ every single thing only happens with your permission یا اللہ یا اللہ nothing can move یا اللہ nothing can remain stationary even یا اللہ except with your command یا اللہ except with your knowledge یا اللہ یا اللہ nothing is hidden from you یا اللہ Our a'mal is not hidden from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know every single thing, my Allah. You are Allah al-Ghuyub, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the knower of the seen and the unseen, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, every single sin we committed, my Allah. In the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Knowingly, unknowingly, my Allah. Amadan, khata'an, ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever sins we committed, my Allah. یا اللہ تو معاف فرما یا اللہ کرم کا معاملہ فرما یا اللہ تو حلیم ہے تو کریم ہے یا اللہ یا حلیم یا کریم یا واسع المغفرہ یا اللہ یا اللہ our sins یا اللہ even if it's equivalent یا اللہ to the mountains یا اللہ یا اللہ even if it reaches the skies یا اللہ یا اللہ we are not associating any partners to you یا اللہ لا شریک لک یا اللہ you've got no parents you've got no wife you've got no children یا اللہ Ya Allah, nobody is equal to you, my Allah. You have got no partners whatsoever, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have read in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when we make sincere tawbah, my Allah, Ya Allah, we don't associate any partners to you, my Allah. Even though our sins reach up to the sky, Ya Allah, you meet us, my Allah, and you forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, so much of forgiveness, Ya Allah, that reaches right up to the skies, my Allah. Ya Allah, wash away our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, humari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, we're just falling and slipping into the, Ya Allah, into vice and evil, my Allah. Give us that himmat and courage, my Allah. Give us the taqat and the strength, my Allah. Ya Allah, to refrain from every type of disobedience, my Allah. Every type of sin, my Allah. Don't make us get involved in any ma'asiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu rahim, hey tu kareem, hey Allah. Forgive us, forgive our parents, our wives, our children. Our progeny, my Allah, our friends, our relatives, musallis, muta'alliqeen, our mashayikh, our asatiza, our students, my Allah. Forgive every single ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we see all the minor signs of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, already have taken place, my Allah. Ya Allah, you alone know best when Qiyamah will take place, when Dajjal will appear, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Protect our parents and our family members. Protect our children, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our progeny and nasal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them be strong, my Allah. Firm on iman. Give them istiqamat, my Allah. Make them be in the group of Hazrat Mahdi, alayhi salam. Hazrat Isa, alayhi salatu salam. Ya Allah, we have got so many hajat and needs, my Allah. You are well aware of each person's needs, my Allah. Fulfill all our jais murads, my Allah. يا قاضي الحاجات يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات اللهم كاشف الغم وفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغرينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا الله give us عافية سلامة حفاظة عزة أمن جين سكون راحة protection يا معرفة يا قرب يقين يا ذات حلاوة في إيمان استقامة تقوى ما يا الله يا الله protect us from the شر of the شرير فتنة of the فتين حسر of the حاسدين from the ظلم of the ظالمين يا الله protect our youth, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless them, guide them, my Allah. Those of marriageable age, my Allah, find them suitable partners, my Allah. Give them a blissful life, ya Allah, full of afiyat and taqwa and happiness and barakat, my Allah. Bless them with pious children, my Allah. Ya Allah, those of us who have children, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Give them the highest of stages, my Allah. Grant the family sabr jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawti in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Give us bagil jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafa'at of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy kuthur water from Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib, rosy. Make our rosy, our rizq, our sustenance, asan for us. Make us use it in the correct ways, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those requested du'as, except all the jayiz du'as also, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa salim. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. All good works of deen, ya Allah. Except all, every single good work of deen. Da'wat wa tablighi, mehnat qabool farma, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the efforts of mashayikh in the khankah accepted, my Allah. In makatib, hifz class, darul ulum, my Allah. Except all the efforts, my Allah. Whatever organization, whichever organization, whatever good work they are doing, Allah, grant each person ikhlas and acceptance, my Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.